Welcome to Centered, the podcast that celebrates the journey of faith-filled parents. I'm Andrea Camacho, a homeschool mom, widow, and the owner of the Center School of Dance right here in Cookeville, Tennessee. In this podcast, we explore the beautiful journey of intentional parenting where faith, love, and dedication intersect. Whether you're seeking to support your child in their passions and activities, help them foster friendships, or instill godly values within your home, you're in the right place. Together, let's navigate the beautiful chaos of parenthood and cultivate a home centered on faith, love, and purpose. Well, hello and welcome back to Centered Podcast. I do want to remind you to stick around for the end. If you've got kids, we've got a kids connection coming with Aaron popping on. You'll see the answer to the riddle from last week, as well as some fun dancer and parent tips. So make sure you stick around till the end. I want to go ahead and just get us started with a deep breath. I know that May is a crazy month for parents and dancers and everyone with end of school. So wherever you are, if you're driving, please leave your eyes open and pay attention to the road. But wherever you're listening to this, just take one deep breath in with us and exhale. And just trying to find yourself centered and relaxed and coming back to what's important. And again, if you're not super busy driving, see if the most important thing can come to your mind right now. So that might be the faces of your children, might be the faces of your family. But I think in the midst of chaos, it's important to come back to our why we're doing what we're doing and what we're passionate about. And that's our Heart with Centered podcast, to be a breath of fresh air, to be a moment of inspiration. So wherever you are, take in a deep breath, come back to your why, and then listen along. Well, I'm joined here today with Miss Ellie, I want to say Faw, but she's now Ellie Tinch because she just got married. And she's been a dancer with us, so she's an alum. Yeah. And now she's teaching for us and yep. still involved and fellow lover of ballet. Sometimes I almost feel bad admitting that I love ballet, because in today's culture of children, you know, sometimes it's boring and they love hip hop and everything else. But deep down, there's a few of us that just love that art form and love the beauty of it. Mm-hmm. And I love just allowing ourselves to be okay with being beautiful. Even as women, sometimes I think that's what's so important about ballet is, yes, we need to be fierce and we need to be strong. And I've seen that in the dance world, like what's required of the young women in dance is now to be fierce and to do mm-hmm. acro tricks and to be super strong. But I still think there's a place, as old-fashioned as it might be, to just be a picture of beauty and grace.
Yeah.
And for people that are wired like me and you that love that side of dance and love that's part of our personality or nature, to just say, hey, it's okay to just be beautiful.
Yes, it is.
And to just be full of grace and elegant. And that takes a lot of strength to actually do that, I think, as well. Whether that's on stage, ballet is so hard to do well and to make it look pretty. Or mm-hmm. just as, I think, a woman, to be a woman of integrity and grace, I think takes the same amount of strength as it does sometimes to stand up and, you know, be fierce. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I love having you around the studio.
Yeah.
But go ahead and tell us a little bit about why you fell in love with dance. How old were you when you started dancing?
Yeah.
And just tell us about your journey into the world of dance.
I started dancing when I was three, and I had three different ballet studios I danced with. The first one, I danced for only a little while and I absolutely loved it. I was in a pink leotard with the pink tutu.
Classic, yeah.
Yes. And I ran around basically. That's what I did, but I absolutely loved it. And then I moved on to the next studio where the first studio kind of just stopped with the going into older dancers. So then I moved on to the next one. And I loved it there too. For the dancers out there who do get burnt out, I got burnt out.
Yeah. How old were you when that happened?
I think I was like 11, 10 or 11. Mm-hmm. And I told my mom, I don't want to do this anymore. It's just so much. And she was like, nope, let's try one more studio. She's like, I know the other studio was just a lot for you. And I'm so glad I did, because I stayed there from then on until I moved here.
Okay.
And that's how I started growing up in the company with them, because they had an academy there and then they started the company, the professional company there when I came in 10.
And that was a faith-based school, is that right?
Yes.
That also had this Christian professional company attached to it, which is so cool. I think probably so great for the dancers to see, like, oh, this is what it can become.
Yes.
To see people that are passionate about that.
Yeah, I knew, I've became friends with a lot of the company members there, and I still am, and I call them a lot and just check in and see how they're doing. And it's great to hear from them and see how the company's growing and seeing how they're doing with everything.
Yep. And I just love that there is this connection of other, you know, dancers who love Jesus. It kind of is a small, there's a lot of them out there, but then it also is small and connected in that you'll see dancers that move from one company to another or grew up at one school that are connected in this little family of people who love Jesus. So tell us a little bit more about that. How, I don't know if the other studios you were at were faith-based, but how did that kind of change dance for you or change your faith, being able to kind of intertwine them together?
Starting there, it was quite different from my other studios. And that's why the burnout kind of left. And I was like, okay, this is a different way of looking at dancing. This is a new thing that I really enjoy. And they didn't have worship classes. Like they didn't have worship dance like down here, which I love those classes. And those are great. And they were a great addition to making me look at dance and worship even more together. But like getting to dance to Christian music and getting to hear the words and be able to express those emotions and express how I was feeling and how I wanted to pray through my dancing and how I would just put everything in front of God and say, this is who you made me to be. This is who I am. And I am very thankful that I'm here right now. I'm very thankful that you let me find this studio and let my mom say, oh no, you're going to dance.
Yeah.
You're going to be there.
Yeah.
Cause I know that you love it.
Yes. So. Well, and I think that's so important is, you know, I think I talked a couple episodes back on the Known by Name episode about how as parents, it's so important for us to remind our children of who they are and what they're called to be, because they're going to lose sight of that a lot. And so I think that is just, you know, way to go for your mom who it's so easy to say, okay, I give up the fight. You're frustrated. I'm just going to be frustrated too, as opposed to saying, I really see this in you and I see that you love it. So I'm going to do the extra work at figuring out what the missing piece is. Because she saw that that was a part of who you are. So I love that. And I know that when you got moved here, now bless your heart, you moved here your senior year, which is just so hard for anyone to just uproot all your connections your senior year. But that's because your family moved here.
It is.
And we were just so thankful to have you. Just beautiful dancer who also loved the Lord. And you just came right in. So talk to us a little bit about that transition. I'm sure there were some hard parts of leaving your friends. But then what did you find in the center that was maybe positive and what you kind of needed at that moment as well?
So leaving my studio, I left on such a great note because my first ever ballet there was The Little Mermaid, funny enough. And I left and I was in The Little Mermaid. That was my last
So full
ballet.
Circle.
Yes. Yeah. And I started off as a pink starfish and I left as Ariel.
Oh, I love that. I just got chills. That's beautiful. And kind of just even a little gift from the Lord, like full circle. Here's the seal on top.
Yes.
You know,
it was so great. And I miss them a lot and I think about them a lot, but getting to leave there so happy and joyful and looking forward to something new, being able to come down here and come into my first ever class was so great. And I think it was Miss Anna. That was my first teacher, and I absolutely love her. She welcomed me so with open arms, and I felt so loved and seen, and I enjoyed the class so much. I may have had a very strict face on it because I have a very stern resting face, but because I was so focused, I was trying to fit in.
Yes,
but I absolutely loved it.
Yeah. Well, and I think that was probably also a special connection because I know Miss Anna graduated from Bellhaven. Mm-hmm. And then I think some of your teachers and other company members have had similar experiences and backgrounds with her. So I think that's another real gift in that there's probably part of her that felt somewhat familiar from that similar background as well. Yeah. So, I love that. And then talking about your mom, when you guys came, it's like, here she can actually make tutus, like those big, huge platter tutus that, you know, are just incredible. She can actually make them totally from hand.
Yeah.
So I know that she grew up doing that for you guys in the company, but what are some other ways that, you know, both her and your dad have supported you as a dancer?
Yeah. She, she just would always, every night I would come home from dance. So my rehearsal schedule and dance schedule was 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. 5 days a week. And depending on the week, it would be later or earlier or anything like
that. And that's
that.
Because yeah. I think we should maybe clarify, you danced in the academy as
yes,
a student.
Yes, I did.
But then even in high school, you were a company member yes. with this professional company yep. during the day. So yes. during the day, you were dancing with the company.
And then during the evenings,
you were a student.
Yes. Yeah. But she would always, every night, she would come down and sit with me while I ate dinner at whatever time, yes. 9:30. And she would be like, how was your day? Was it good? And she would check in on me. And my dad would come down too and say, hey, but he was really tired because of his job. But it was so encouraging to see them come down and check in on me. And then in the morning, she would wake up early with me, sit there while I drank my coffee, getting ready to go to ballet class. And she would drive me wherever I needed. She was mm-hmm. there for me. And so was my dad. But she was always there at the studio, I feel like.
Yeah.
She was there.
And helping out.
And helping out yeah. for so many hours in the sewing room. She was the head sewing mistress. And she was incredible. Like I don't know how she did it.
I know, because tell us about your siblings. You're not an only child.
Yeah. I have three younger sisters, and they would also be there with her. And she was like, all right, guys, we're going to bring our school. We're going to sit down and I'm going to sew some tutus. I just can't believe that she did all of that for me and for my passion. And it was awesome. And my dad would also come and help. He was a carpenter. He built props for the studio. So he would also come in and help out in that way, and also help set up and tear down at the theater all the time. So
I love it. Great. And when you have families that get really involved like that, it just becomes a whole part of the community. Mm-hmm. The other dance parents become community for your parents. And
yeah.
I just think it's healthy for the dancer. But in a way, it's also really healthy for the whole family, because mm-hmm. they're finding parents that are like them, who have kids yeah. that love the same things. And you kind of find your friends and your people in that way as well. And I love that. And I know that every big, you know, when you moved here, you could drive. You were a mm-hmm. senior.
Yes.
And even now that you're an adult, seeing yeah. your family, they still show up for you.
Yeah,
you know, they show up to the performances. They yeah. show up to be supportive. And yes. I just kind of love seeing how the whole family is there. So do you have any advice for parents of young dancers or athletes that are passionate about something and
yeah.
how they could be supportive
yeah.
of their young one?
Just being there for them. Those little moments of leaving a note in their lunchbox if they're going to be gone all day and saying like, hey, I hope you have a great day. I'm praying for you. I'm here for you. And that meant so much to me. And part of me didn't even realize it as a young kid. I was like, oh, that's so great. And then I would kind of crumple it up and throw it away. But now I keep those notes every day. And I'm like, oh, I'm so glad my parents did that for me.
Yeah.
And I know that that encouraged me so much throughout my day, and them sitting there with me at night. And that's something great that you can do for your student, for your athlete, for anybody in your family, honestly. Yeah. Just being there for them.
Yep. That encouragement. Mm-hmm. And I love what you were saying earlier about kind of seeing what's in them when they can't see it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Like seeing everything they're called to be and reminding yeah. them of who they are is really important too. Not giving up on them. Because
yeah.
I think we'll be sadly, we are the first people to give up on ourselves.
Yes.
So we really do need to surround ourselves with the friends and family
yeah.
who are like, no, I see it in you. You can keep doing
yeah,
it.
So got this.
Yeah. I love that as well. And so we love that you still dance. So mm-hmm. you graduated, but then we just did the Sleeping Beauty again
yeah.
and you were able to perform. Remind me, you performed two different roles.
Yes. I was the finger fairy, the red tutu fairy.
Okay.
For those of you who saw it, and Aurora.
Just beautiful. Love yeah. having you on stage. So I know for myself, watching that show, it was you and Elise. So technically
yes.
two of our graduates
yeah.
that were still dancing these lead roles that have just dedicated so much of your life to training mm-hmm. in ballet. And I just loved watching you up there and seeing how beautiful you were. There's a different maturity that comes once mm-hmm. you're an adult too, I think. And I just saw you shine, and I was like, deep down, we got to figure out how we keep these adults still dancing.
Yeah.
And so I know that was going on in my heart, but tell us from your perspective. I love just the story of your husband, Eli, and you guys are like newlyweds. So you got married in like October.
Mm-hmm.
And then this was December, and he hadn't ever really seen you dance a lead role like this.
Yeah.
So tell us what his reaction was when he saw you for the first time.
He was so cute and so funny. And I remember it to this day. He was just like, you were so happy. You were the happiest that I've ever seen you on stage. And he was like, you shined. And he's like, I want to see you dance because you were, as much as I can, because you were so happy. You were so joyful. And I know that whenever I'm on stage, sometimes I laugh. I will laugh on stage out loud because I'm having so much fun. I'm enjoying it so much. And it's just the greatest feeling. I feel so free.
Yeah.
I feel like nothing can stop me. I'm not necessarily on top of the world, but I'm on top of who I am. I feel.
Yes, I love that. That's so a beautiful way of saying it.
So good on the inside. Like my heart feels so full. I feel like my cup is overflowing.
And we were kind of talking about that, how you come alive, like you glow in a whole new way.
Yeah.
And I kind of have titled this episode, which I didn't really even say until now, from passion to purpose, because I've seen that in you from a young person, right? You had all this passion for dance. And I think a lot of people are like that. We have that passion. It fills us up. Mm-hmm. And then somewhere along the way, we realize it becomes our purpose, which means that it's like this thing I feel like I was born to do, like I was created to do. I think not everyone might be blessed enough to find that in their life, that one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I know for you and for so many dancers, sometimes it's on stage, sometimes it's in the classroom, but you have that moment where you're like, this is it.
Yeah.
This is something I was born to do. Maybe not the only thing, but it is something I was born to do, something I was created to do. So we started brainstorming, well, how can we keep these adults still dancing?
Yes.
And how can we actually maybe form some kind of a company similar to what you experienced growing up that had this whole pro company? And what I love about that, you know, from what I've heard from the school you grew up in, is that some of those dancers teach in the school.
Yes.
And we've talked about that. Like, we have a lot of great teachers, but you can get burnout so easily teaching when you're not getting to do what fulfills you.
Mm-hmm.
You're constantly pouring out of an empty cup and maybe not getting that cup filled back up, when what fills your cup up is dancing yourself and taking class and getting to perform on stage. And so we started brainstorming this, and now you're kind of running with it in starting a company that would be for young adults.
Yes.
In kind of pre-professional, not necessarily outreach like our other companies are, but really focused on that performance aspect with this heart of letting people be who they were called to be and get that chance to come alive on stage, as well as share the beauty of the art with the public. Because I think sometimes when as children, they're great, love it, they're training. But it is sad to me that once we reach this advanced level and we actually are experienced artists that can really entertain an audience and really have something to give to the audience, is when we kind of cut it off and we're like, no, you need to go get a 9-to-5 and have babies and stop dancing, you know? And so that's what I love about this concept, is it's allowing really experienced, mature artists a platform. So tell us more about that and your heart behind it.
Yeah. I was really just, I loved what Eli said to me, and I was thinking about it earlier, and my friend's grandma painted a picture of me a long time ago with my, when my first competition was at YGP. I danced one of my favorite roles, and my posture was not great. My technique was not great in the picture. I look kind of funny, but.
And then for those of you who don't know, YGP is like an international, very well-renowned ballet competition. And you can actually like get jobs to prominent companies and things from there at the high level.
Yes.
So anyway, it's a ballet competition for those who aren't really sure.
The picture just, I feel like it encapsulates ballet and the joy that's in that. And just the colors are so vibrant and make me think about how happy it makes me to be on stage. And so I came up with the name for my company, The Art of Movement, because ballet is, like you were saying, an art form. It's a beautiful art form, and I love artistry. that's one of my favorite things about ballet, is because I can express myself, because I'm not a great singer. I can talk to people very well, but I couldn't give a huge speech on stage, but I can perform on stage. I can give a beautiful dance.
And that's one of the things that I know Miss Anna and I both love about watching you dance, is that you're such an artist, that you really do come alive and you're expressive. That in itself is a whole different side of dance that really is special and kind of comes just from performing opportunities. You know, a lot of times we get questions from parents on, like, you're already doing a recital, should we do the Nutcracker? It is extra to do the Nutcracker and the Sleeping Beauty, but it's really when you embody those kind of roles that you get to develop as an artist.
Yeah.
And I think I really see that in you, because you grew up doing all these different roles in ballets. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, that's something that really makes you stand out on stage, is that you are an artist and you're expressive and we're drawn into what you do beyond just the technical movement of what you're doing. So
I really want to make this company a safe space for adults who, or teens that have just come out of high school and they are still wanting to dance, or someone who wants to come back to dancing, and they can just express themselves and be able to live out their child dreams. Yeah. And I want it to be a place where you can learn and grow. And it's not necessarily like, okay, you're just giving what you can give. I want to be able to have people learn from each other, be able to help each other grow in this environment, in this community.
Awesome. Now, are you gearing it towards ballet? Will it be a ballet company, a contemporary ballet company? What kind of dancers would you be looking for?
I've always loved contemporary and ballet. I've loved both of those styles. And I think it would be more of a ballet contemporary-based company. But I'd be really interested into trying new forms of dance and having different classes specifically for those during my hours working at the studio. Yeah.
Yes. And so probably the dancers that are going to connect the best would be those that have some training in ballet, that have a background in training in ballet, and love performing, right? Are young adults. And we're not, it's not technically a faith-based company. Mm-hmm. Is that kind of what we've said too? Like, we may do some faith-based works where if that's your heart, you could do those. But it's not one of those where it's going to be super Christian and you know, have to align with all of those beliefs to be a part of it.
Yes, that's exactly right. I want it to be open to anybody that wants to come, and just to know that there's going to be Christian music played. There's, I'm going to pray. I'm going to talk about my faith, and they don't have to come to the performances that have the Christian and faith-based background to them, but we'll have them.
Yes. And then there'll still be opportunities in all the other stories and other things like that too. Yeah. So I love that. It keeps it open for everyone, which is really great as well. So how can people get involved? I think the first step would be, if you have questions about this or you're interested in it, reach out to the Center Dance on social media or to us some way, and we'll get all the info to Ellie. But then you're probably going to have auditions. Is that the first step?
Yes. I'm wanting to have auditions around May or June, somewhere around there, just since that's usually when auditions are for most companies. And I'm hoping to start in the fall with the whole company, just like when school season starts and when the academy starts with you guys.
Yeah. So I'm really excited about this. If you are interested, or you know a dancer, or you're the parent of a young adult dancer who's like, this is in you, I see it, and I know you think you can't do it, send them our way, reach out to us through Instagram or whatever. We'd love to make sure we get you the audition details
and
get involved.
And tell people.
Yeah, based here locally in Cookeville. It will start meeting at the Center Studios in the early afternoon time. So I'm super excited about this, and to see what happens, and just be able to kind of partner with you and support you in this.
I'm so excited
as we go. So thank you so much for meeting with us today. And we'll look forward to hearing more about the company.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, here we are with our parent tip, which is a really important one, but one that I need to work on too. And that's to model self-compassion for yourself when you make mistakes. Because this time of year, our children are doing a lot, whether they're getting on stage to perform in theater or dance or end of the school year presentations. They've got a lot going on. And chances are they're going to make mistakes. So I think it's super important for us as parents to learn how to model self-compassion for ourselves when we make mistakes. And the truth is, as parents, we're probably going to make mistakes too, because we have so many things going on in our schedule, things to remember, to get the hair in the bun, to get the tights and shoes, to get to the rehearsal on time. And so my encouragement for all of us is to have some self-compassion and to model that for our children. So when we make mistakes, we know we can meet ourselves with kindness and grace and compassion. Well, it's that special time. What time is it?
Kids Connection.
It's Kids Connection. So grab those kiddos and let them tune in for some fun with Aaron and I. My dancer fact, or fact for the kids of any kind, is when you mess up, shake it off. Literally, shake, shake, shake it off. You can laugh it off. It's okay. It's important to not be too hard on ourselves, because sometimes we mess up on stage. Sometimes we mess up getting to stage or with homework. And it's important to be kind to ourselves in the way that we talk to ourselves, and just laugh it off, shake it off, and move on, because everybody makes mistakes. Okay, Aaron, you got a joke for us?
I do. What kind of dance was the Frog Prince best at?
I don't know. What kind of dance was the Frog Prince best at?
Hip-hop.
Hip-hop. I love it. And I know you love hip-hop. I love watching you do hip-hop. So fun. Last episode, our riddle was, I go all around the world, but I never leave the corner. What am I? What's the answer?
A stamp.
A stamp goes all around the world, but never leaves the corner. Okay, listen up. It's time for this episode's riddle, and make sure you tune into the next episode for the answer. Aaron, what's the riddle?
If you drop me, I'm sure I'll crack, but if you smile at me, I'll smile back. What am I?
Oh, if you drop me, I'm sure to crack, but smile at me and I'll smile back. What am I? Think about it and tune into the next episode for the answer. And finally, we have our family challenge, which is a compliment circle. So around the dinner table, or at our house, it would have to be the breakfast table, because we're always at the studio for dinner. So anytime the family's around, take a quick minute and let everyone encourage each other with something they love, or something that each person is doing great, because that goes a long way during our busy months at the end of the school year. So until next time, folks,
just keep dancing.
If you're interested in getting your child in a dance class, we are currently enrolling for our summer camps and intensives, as well as the school year classes. Our school year classes begin in August and run through May, with a big performance on stage at CPAC at the end of the school year. So if you'd like to enroll in classes, head to thecenterdance.com, where you can see all of our offerings for ages 2 and up.